BWA, KN4, UBG. BWA, KN4, UBG.
JN4IQ.
4IQ, how you doing? KN4, UBG.
We're doing pretty good. Sitting in the parking lot of Publix waiting for the XYL to come out. She had to go in and get some groceries and sitting out here with my big boy, Toby.
Heard that. I think I was up by your house the other day. You in Bowling Springs, right?
Another, but he's in Spartanburg right now for another week or so, and then he'll be in Pageland.
Roger. Yeah, I came by his house the other night there. I came out Bowling Springs up there working on a job. I came by there. He still ain't got his tower up yet, does he?
No, he doesn't even have a radio going. He's moving to Pageland. And he and his wife, they're building a house. So probably they're going to move to Pageland, which is near Lancaster. Right now, they're staying with his wife's daughter probably for another week and a half. Then they'll go over to Pageland, and that's about 2.5 hours from here. And then first of the year, they'll move in their house over.
He is the one lives right there across from the clock, right?
No.
I think about somebody else then. I'm trying to think, man. It's been so long, man, since I used to stay on here all the time, and I done forgot everybody's call signs and names now. I mean, I still get on from time to time. I mean, I know a few of them. But, yeah, he's good friends with Steve over there.
That lives near the clock?
Right there, right by the clock, right there in Bowling Springs, right before you get to Rainbow Lake Road.
Steel. N4. W4NGU.
Yeah, W4NGU. I came by his house yesterday. I came out of Bowling Springs up there yesterday. Or no, I take that back. It was the day before yesterday. I was up there at that new Tractor Supply right up the road from his house.
Hey.
Doing any 10 meter in the day? Any HF? 10 meters was booming last night, man. I was killing them all up north last night. All the way up into Ontario. I was talking to Iowa, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island. Man, I was killing it up in there last night.
Wow. Now, I haven't even been on in about 2-3 weeks, my bud. Matter of fact, I haven't been on this 2 meter in a while. I tell you what, I've been so blasted busy with all kinds of stuff. Hey, can you still weld?
I got my welding machine out there on the truck.
I may need you to come by and weld something on my tower for me.
Welder's up here too. I got to dig it out. I got it covered up here right now where my mother-in-law moved in with me. I had to move everything out of my storage room in yonder and give her that room. I got it sitting here buried, but yeah, I mean, I can do well. Just have to get it out, get it started up.
Well, I tell you what, this is 5/8 inch steel, and I need 2 dog ears welded onto it at about, 5-6 inches wide. 2 of them.
You just show me what you need done, and I'll be more than glad to do it for you. I just got to dig everything out and get it fired off. I can put it in the back of my car and bring it over there.
What would you charge
me? Do nothing. I'm going to be needing a favor when I get ready to stick this tower up. I'm supposed to be out there getting ready to cut my tree down today, but my neighbor, he came home from work a while ago, said he thinks one of the European guys that came over from Europe done got him sick.
far as your tower, I'd come down and help you anyhow, bud. I don't know whether you weld or not, I'd help you. So, you know, take care of you somehow. All right, well, listen, I'll get with you on that. I've got your phone number.
That'll be fine, man. Get with me, let me know, and just let me know whenever you want to do it. Do it one weekend or something, and I'll jerk this thing out and see if we can't get it fired off. Take all that dead gas out of it and put some good gas back in it. I used it about a year ago. It don't get used that much. Usually I cut the gas off, but I can't remember if I cut the gas off this go-around or not, which if I didn't, ain't no big deal. I mean, I can take that carburetor off and clean it out in about, you know, 30 minutes or an hour.
All right. Sounds like a winner to me. And that thing will weld that heavy metal?
It'll weld that heavier metal. It goes up to 175 amps. The one on my truck out there goes all the way up to 225.
Wow, that ought to do the trick. Okay. Well, I'll get with you after the first of the year. We won't do it through the holidays here. I think I'll be all right through the holidays. But yeah, I want to change my anchor on my tower from bolts to a cross pin. So, all right, well, cool. Well, I'll get with you a little bit later. And I didn't mean to jump in and dominate the conversation there, y'all. I'm fixing to go in the house. It's good to talk to you again, Kevin. KN4BWA, I'll get out of y'all's way. Carry on. I'm clear.
Well, I was originally hollering at you anyway there from the get-go. I was trying to check and see if you'd been doing any HF. I was just going to let you know you're 10 meters up in the booming. And I don't know if there's anything on 6 meters or not. I don't know if there's a contest this weekend. And I think it started last night. When I came in here last night, I can listen to Channel 1 sideband on this Kenwood. And Channel 1 had a lot of people on CB radio on there. And that told me 10 meters was up and running. And the next thing I know, I turned it on, man. They was people all over the band. They was people all the way up into 28,615 last night talking.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, y'all carry on there, and I'll talk to you later soon. All right. K4BWA, I'm clear, Bubba. Bye.
You have a good one, Steve. KN4BWA, KN4UBG. I'm fixing to have to take a standby anyway. I got got some guests that's knocking at the front door. Go take care of that. I'll get back in here in a little bit. I'll say 73 and we'll holler at you later.
For DJC.
KO4 BYU is monitoring.